Hello everyone, welcome to Recultism Podcast, episode 7. If you want to check me out on Twitter, it's at IanTod82 and hashtag Recultism Podcast. Since the last podcast, Goodnight Sweetheart hasn't been given a new BBC run. Apparently going to be shopping it to other channels, so hopefully that'll come back. I enjoyed it, the episode, so be interesting to see if anything does happen. The writers obviously want to do it, so maybe ITV or one of the other Freeview channels or something, like Gold or something, maybe, so I don't know. Or Dave, who knows? So the first one we're going to be talking about today is Dave the Triffids, the 1981 TV show. It's based on the novel by John Wyndham. Hope I've pronounced that correctly. So this is the 6th episode, early 80s one, not the recent one, which was out in the early mid-noughties. It was on in 81 on BBC, and it was an adaptation of the 1951 novel by John Wyndham. Half-hour episodes produced by David Maloney and directed by Ken Hannum. I think it's brilliant, this one, personally. It takes place in the late 20th century in Britain. A spectacular meteorite shower unexpectedly renders most of humanity blind, leading the breakdown of society literally overnight. Totally unaware of this, our character Bill Mason by chance has retained his sight by virtue of being in hospital with his eyes bandaged. You can see echoes of 28 days later, did they? Bill's a Triffids farmer. The Triffids are mobile carnivorous plants, each armed with a lethal sting, which is being cultivated for their oil. So Bill's been wearing protective clothing. Some of the poison has seeped into his eyes, and his bandages are due to be removed to see if the medical treatment has been successful. But of course, no one turns up, and he discovers the catastrophe around him just full of Triffids. Got people like Maurice Colburn in it as well. Of Doctor Who fame and stuff. I don't want to spoil it too much, but just seeing some of the scenes of London, you know, like desolate, 28 days later, and the Triffids and all that. I'm sure that they weren't the most amazing effects and all that for even at the time, but I still think it's really good. Definitely worth checking out. They did I think it was in the mid-noughties. They did a remake of it, which wasn't that good, to be honest with you. But yeah, it's normally shown on like stuff like BBC 4 and all that, if you don't check, and you know, be some way on the internet as well, I'm sure. So next one is Blair Witch. I haven't seen this, so this is just basically, I just saw it was released recently. And it's a 2016 found footage psychological horror film. It's apparently a sequel. It's directed by Adam Wingard and written by Sam Barrett. It's a direct sequel to Blair Witch Project. A group of students and their local guides venture into the Black Hills Forest in Maryland to uncover the mysteries surrounding the disappearance of Heather Donahue, the sister of one of their characters. It was partly kept secret. It was going under the fake title of The Woods, and then it was screened at Comic-Con in July. And then, but initially I was worried that it was a complete remake, which would have annoyed us because I really like the original Blair Witch, but we'll see. Apparently, the guys in behind it are involved in VHS, which I've not seen, but I look forward to it. I've got them on my list to get the VHS films, so don't know much about it, but I'm quite intrigued to see it. I just hope it's not rubbish, you know, and because the sequel to Blair Witch was terrible. Next up is Mighty Boosh. Anyone who's British will definitely know it. If you're not from Britain, you might not know as much. British comedy troupe featuring Julian Barrett and Noel Fielding. They basically did like a live show and a radio series as well. And then they've took it to BBC Three and they've done big live tours and stuff like that. There was rumours that there's going to be a film and stuff like that, but who knows if that'll ever happen. But basically they did three series of it. And The troop's named after a childhood hairstyle of Noel Fielding's brother Michael Fielding, who was also in it. And they've went on to do other different things. You know, they've been involved in Snuffbox, Noel Fielding's luxury comedy, Nathan Barley. People like Richard Iward and Matt Berry were brilliant in it as well. The first one, it was set in something called the Zooniverse, where they worked in a zoo, the two main characters. And basically, the crazy stuff they get up to. It started in 2003 and finished in 2007. Bob Fossil ran the zoo, and he was pretty good as well. The second was in a flat, and the third was in a second-hand shop in Dalston. It got a little bit up itself, I think, near the end, because it started to take too much notice of the fact that NME were loving Noel Fielding and stuff. But there's still some gems, especially the first. He was about Electro Boy and stuff like that. Brilliant stuff. And yeah, definitely worth checking out if you like your surreal comedy. Next up is Man Down, a British sitcom. First broadcast in 2013 on Channel 4. And stars Greg Davis, who we know from various things. He was actually on the recent Doctor Who, but he's on The Inbetweeners and stuff like that. He plays Dan, a man who hates his job as a teacher and broke with his girlfriend. Rick Meal is his dad in the first series. It was originally like a pilot, and then it got a full series. And Rick Meal was just absolutely brilliant in it. I mean, anyone who loves Rick Meal will know how great he is, but it was like he was perfect for the way they bounce off each other. And then basically Rick Meal obviously dies, and then they decide to follow it up with another series, but it's still been good. And the basically a third series is just aired in the summer there, and it's good stuff. You've got some people like Roisin Conaty in it as well and stuff, and very cool, sort of silly sort of humour. Just basically how rubbish their lives are and stuff like that, and the stupid things they get up to. But the first series is definitely one to check out with Rick Meal, because Rick Meal is just brilliant, obviously. And Mark Hamill turned up in the last series randomly. I don't know if he was just buying his time whilst he was doing some Star Wars and thought, oh, I'll just film something. So that was good. And next we have a show which I don't think anyone's heard of. It's called VR5. It was an American science fiction show, first broadcast on Fox from in March 1995 to May 1995. 10 of its 13 episodes were aired. And guess what? It got cancelled. Oh yes. It refers to the degree of immersion the protagonist experiences in virtual reality. Oh yes. Basically, Sydney Bloom, played by Laurie Singer, was the daughter of Dr. Joseph Bloom, played by David McCallum, a computer scientist who was working on a virtual reality. His wife, Nora Bloom, a neurochemist, was also involved in the project. Sydney's father and sister, Samantha, died in a car crash. Now Sydney's a telephone line worker and computer kind of geek, basically. One day she discovers that she can enter an advanced type of virtual reality where she can interact with other people. Actions in the virtual world have effect on the real world. I thought it was really interesting. You had Anthony Hedden as well. It was your classic sort of geeky show, but it didn't really. I don't think anyone really liked it. It was on BBC Two. It was around the same sort of time as X-Files was getting quite famous and stuff like that. I'm sure that's be able to check that out. But it was a very 90s sort of sci-fi show, but it was a clever concept. And lastly for today is Chiller, which is a British horror anthology show, which was produced by Yorkshire. It was on obviously in Britain on ITV in 1995. It consists of 5 episodes. Each story involved the supernatural, and has some really big people in. You had Nigel Havers, Martin Clunes, John Sim, Kevin McNally, Maggie O'Neill, Don Warrington. Just an example of the first one. A group of friends hold a seance in the basement of a London cafe. They receive a prophecy. 5 years later, and the prophecies have started to come true. But who made them? What is the connection? I see. You had people like Stephen Gallagher was writing for it as well, who also wrote for Doctor Who and Bugs. And Anthony Horowitz as well, obviously, who's a massive writer now. That's definitely worth checking out. Chillers, it was like an anthology, so each week was completely different. And but it was rare for ITV to do such like supernatural and horror. So that's called Chiller. And again, I think it might be out there somewhere. It's definitely on DVD anyway. It was released in 2013 on DVD. So that's Chiller. If you want to check me out on Twitter, it's at IanTodd82. Thanks very much for your time. Different to those who don't.